With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Jeff, your thoughts and reflections of an interesting conversation with Kevin Stefanski. Nothing earth-shattering, but very interesting. Interesting.
Thoughts and reflections.
Thoughts and reflections with Jeff Phillips here on 92.3 The Fan.
Two things.
Your home of reflections.
Rarely does he say anything even this direct. There are things we know Dylan can do better. It's the second time he has said that. He said that on Monday as well. And then he also said, and we can coach him up better. No, he's not backing him. He's not backing up the bus. But interesting that he said that and said it again. But so that's obviously the line here. And he brought up the other Dylan. And not what Kevin said about it, but Andy, it's if there's one thing about this season from a straight personnel standpoint that I have found disappointing, it's the lack of opportunity for Dylan Sampson.
I agree.
The second running back drafted in this
class. We saw
him
early on, didn't get any great...
He's good out of the backfield. He was great running the ball at Tennessee. But I was, and it still might, I was hoping that this would become a Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt type of deal.
Yeah, we didn't get that.
Where you could have two really good weapons on the football field. A Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery in Detroit, even though Gibbs is starting to get more opportunity than Montgomery. Where you had two guys that are going to hurt the defense. And, boy, Dylan Sampson has just kind of been pushed off to the side. And I have found that disappointing because this team needs playmakers, regardless of what position they are, because if you have a guy who can make plays, you'll scheme how to get him the football. And I'll be honest, I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows because of a limited opportunity if Dylan Sampson could be one of those kind of guys. But I sure would like to see him get the ball more. I want to find out.
I'll be honest, I would too. And I think when they brought this up on the morning show, Thunder and Lightning. You know, that's what we were kind of hoping for. When they drafted these two running backs and you were, you know, are they able to, you know, jump to the next level after Nick Chubb being gone? That would have been, you know, the goal. I think Quinshon definitely has that potential. He's not the same. You know, he's not the same running back as Nick Chubb, but there are signs that hopefully he can be here for a long time and that, you know, he can give this team the oomph that they need down the road for a running attack. But I agree with you. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to see a little bit more Sampson? With 23 carries, like, what do you have a perfect mix, Jeff?
Oh.
And I'm not saying that I want him to carry the ball more than Judkins.
I don't have a mix on it. I just want to see him. You know, get him the football. Here's what I want to find out. Can he be a weapon in this offense? We don't know the answer to that. I'd like to find that out. Might not be able to find it out this year. But there's such a clear spotlight on Quinshon, which is great. I'm glad he's getting carries.
Right.
But I would like to see Sampson integrated into the offense in a bigger way. Let's find out if he can play, Andy. If not, you can go get a running back who can play, but maybe you have one here now.
You want to guess, I mean, how many carries Judkins has compared to Sampson so far? I don't know if you know off the top of your head.
He's missed the game. I don't know. 110?
Judkins has 140 attempts. Sampson has, want to guess?
You said 23 a minute ago.
Yeah, I must have missed one. 20, 30. He's got 30. According to CBS, he has 30.
Well, remember, Quinshon missed a game.
Yeah, I know that's...
That skews everything a little bit.
As, I mean, Sampson didn't, though. You would think Sampson would have more.
Well, you would think, but they're clearly not using him.
And Ford's...
Who?
Yeah, exactly. I have to tell you, I have that feeling about Sampson, too, though.
Who? Yeah, I know.
Where are you? What
and
are you
see,
doing?
Jerome can make some plays. I just... Andy, the offense has struggled so much. It's hard to sit here and say, well, Dylan Sampson's the answer. I don't know if he is.
I can't look
but
at Sampson's.
I would like to see... I would like to see if you have another playmaker there, because that's why you drafted him.
It's hard for me to look at Sampson's, you know, average of 1.6 yards per carry and say anything to it, because he only has 30 attempts, right? So you want to give him, I mean, you probably shouldn't be looking at that until at least he has 75 carries.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.